Hey, welcome to the Housecast for Wednesday, November 7th, 2018. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, standing by as we get our guest here real quick. Bill Schecht, The Last Days of Letterman, the final 6 weeks. He wrote the foreword. Scott Ryan wrote the book. You and I are talking about how your grandma was a big Carson fan, right?
Carson. She would not go to bed without watching Carson. I used to flip between the two shows because it was always the battle between Letterman and Carson. And Letterman, you know, 32 years on TV.
Well, Letterman, I mean, he came on after Carson. Yeah. And then when Carson retired, it was the whole Leno thing. So really,
you know what I'm saying.
I know you're talking about how they jump around, but it was interesting to me that Letterman worshipped Carson. If you think about the last show, it was a highlight show. Even during, if you watch the video Forever Long with the Foo Fighters, when they're jamming, it's all highlight stuff. Remember, they had all the montage of clips and everything from the show as the Foo Fighters are doing it live. It's hard enough to do a video montage for a TV show, but try to do it to a live song. It's crazy.
That would be, yeah.
The whole thing, the final show didn't have any guests. He came out, he did a quick monologue, and then Paul Schaefer played him over, and they did clips. Same thing for Carson. Carson went out and sat on a chair and just talked.
Yeah.
And they ran clips for it. So it's really cool to me how we were just, hi, Bill. Welcome to Detroit. How are you?
Good to be back in Detroit. You know, when I was a stand-up, there was only one city outside of New York that I actually drew in at the Comedy Castle in Detroit, and I love Detroit.
Mark Ridley celebrating his 40th anniversary at the Comedy Castle next year.
The great people, and I used to go on Ken Calvert's morning show.
Did
I love that? I mean, you know, I'm a comic. I'm not getting, you know, 6 a.m. is not a time that existed for me, and I would always get up and do that show.
Well, Casey and I are having lunch Monday out at the Redcoat, so I'll tell him you said hi, okay, Bill?
Please do. Casey's the best. One of my favorite people.
Oh, he's a fantastic guy. Bill, we were just talking about in the studio, we're getting ready for The Last Days of Letterman, the final 6 weeks of the book with Scott Ryan. It came out yesterday. We were drawing the comparisons between Letterman's final show and Carson's final show. Was that intentional, the way that Letterman did it with the highlights and the montage stuff and not really having a guest like Carson did?
Yeah, that was, and that was something, if you read the book, that was something that he had been thinking about for years and told Barbara Gaines, who was with the show for 35 years since his morning show, said, you know, the day's going to come where I'm going to do a last show and we're definitely going to have a montage. And Barbara said, okay. And it'll definitely be, and the Foo Fighters will play to it. Okay, fine. Live. And Barbara went, what? So that was his idea because, you know, any other montage, the music is taped over it.
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
Yep.
Yeah, how hard it was to do that to a live track.
Yeah, and they came in the day of, and Barbara, of course, with Randy Groshak and Mark Spada, had been working on this thing for 6 months and playing it to the track they had. So, I mean, it's a bit of a lift. These guys come in, but they were such pros. And in the book, it talks about at rehearsal when they ran it for the first time with the guys playing live. And Barbara just ran up and threw her arms around Dave Grohl. And, you know, he don't know her. And, you know, who is this woman running up and jumping at me afterward? But it worked so well in rehearsal, and it played right on the nose when they did it live.
There's a great part of the book, too, talking about Norm Macdonald that really kind of took me aback a bit, Bill, how he was so passionate about making sure he got it right when he went on there the last time, how he showed up like 5 hours early with notes and everything, and he was so nervous. And you're like, Norm Macdonald seems to be like the most relaxed Canadian ever. And then to hear that he just wanted to get it right for Letterman, that's high praise.
Yeah, and I know Norm a long time. I was a comic for 13 years, and I met Norm in the 80s, and relaxed is a nice way of putting it. I mean, Norm never, and I wrote for him on the ESPYs. I mean, the guy, it's not that he didn't care, but that he really aggressively played it fast and loose and really didn't give a crap. And that's, you know, that was what made him, that's what's made him who he is, Norm. And the fact that he would be so diligent, get there so early, really want to get it right, and then get emotional, which, you know, is something none of us have seen or will see from Norm. And it was really one of the, in in a period of a lot of great moments. That's right up there. And, you know, Dave never, ever understood, no matter how many times I tried to explain it to him, what a big deal it was for comics to appear on his show. He never understood it. And I said, but you were a comic. You should have.
Exactly. He was one of them. And, I mean, that's why you would think.
But he never, I could never convince him.
I mean, you were part of the show for such a long time. What is one of your favorite moments ever on the show? Because I always liked when Tina Fey and Amy Poehler would go on with him, because the three of them were magical. It didn't matter what they were talking about. You'd end up just laughing till your stomach hurt.
Yeah, well, they were great guests. There were a lot of great guests. But when I think about the moments that stand out, inevitably there are moments with Dave reacting in the moment to a guest or with somebody from the staff on a bit. And we did a bit. We had a writer named Joe Grossman who now works for Samantha Bee, and he was a wonderful writer, but he was a tremendous on-camera talent and asset to us. And we would use him all the time because he had that sad sack thing going, and he was the kind of guy, he could get a laugh just by walking out before he opened his mouth. So the thing that I'm thinking about right now is we did a bit about how NASA had perfected a machine for the space station that could convert urine into drinking water. And he said, you know, we have a guy from NASA, and the scrim lifts, and it's Joe in a lab coat. And he says, okay, let's see. And Joe takes a sip out of a beaker and then turns to Dave and says, forgot to turn on the machine. And then the scrim goes down, and now in the act four, you know, about 40 minutes later, Dave, let's check back in with the guy from NASA. Scrim comes up. Joe takes another sip out of the beaker and turns to him and says, still urine, Dave. And then the scrim goes back down. So those are the moments I remember.
Bill Schefter.
That's a lot about me.
Hey, man, no, it's fun. It's great stuff. The Last Days of Letterman, the final 6 weeks, written by Scott Ryan. You did the foreword. I know we only got a couple minutes with you. There's one thing that I wanted to address because you were there during that time. There are moments during late night television that I always that are seminal moments to me that resonate. For one, it's not Letterman, but Craig Ferguson's interviews with Robin Williams. Those were two people that could just click on a level that I've never understood. But what Warren Zevon and David Letterman did, was that 2003?
It sounds like yes. That sounds right.
Being there in the moment, though, Bill, I mean, for us watching just a regular schlub watching on TV, that whole week tore me up. I mean, it was just knowing what they were doing, and you could see it in Dave's face. What was it like to be part of that?
Well, it was one of those things where, again, that was Dave's idea, and Dave was, and Warren freely would admit that Dave was responsible for getting millions of people to discover him, and the fact that everybody knew he was dying, and Dave was going to come on. Okay, we're going to have Warren on. Great. And he's going to do the whole show. But, you know, we knew we were smart enough to trust Dave as a broadcaster, and it was something that will never be replicated.
No. It was just one of those, pure raw moments. I mean, that he had probably more of them than most late night people, didn't he?
Well, strictly because he was on longer than anybody. But I also think that he understood what it meant to be, you know, a broadcaster and the responsibility that he had to make people laugh and to move them when it moved him. And he just got, you know, better and better because it was important to him, not because he had the gig.
Bill, this is a must read for anybody who's a Letterman fan. The Last Days of Letterman, the final 6 weeks, written by Scott Ryan. You, of course, did the foreword. That's fantastic stuff there. I'll say hi to KC when we go to take him out for burgers on Monday. Okay, bud?
Please do.
All right, Bill. Thanks again, man. That's fantastic stuff. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right. Bye. There he goes. Bill Schefter, Last Days of Letterman.
I wanted to ask him about the top 10 list, but we ran out of time because I always wondered if it was the writers that wrote all of the top 10s for Letterman and or how much Letterman had contributed to those, because the way he delivered his lines, like, you wouldn't think anybody could write that for him.
You hear, like, Bill, I mean, that kind of mellow sort of smart-ass writer. I mean, which most comic writers have that kind of cadence to them. And not smart-ass in a bad way, but yeah, really, it's...
No, that cool snark.
Exactly, yeah. Snarky, that's a better word. The Seth Meyer, the people like that are the great writers like that. So yeah, Bill Sheff, Last Days of Letterman. You got to go back. I don't even know if it's on YouTube. The Everlong thing, how they did all that.
That's wild.
And when you watch how they did that live, that is so ballsy that they did it that way, that he wanted to do it. But I always remember, like, Julia Roberts, he had a thing for her. She was on during the last one. We had that in our notes there, too. And then Drew Barrymore was up. Did she flash him?
She did.
She flashed him.
Tina Fey came out in some wacky bathing suit thing. I remember that. Like, what on earth is she doing?
And Bill Murray got hammered when he came out and did the cake thing where he jumped out of a cake.
He got everyone hammered.
Right. And there's some of the notes they're talking about. Like, what was it they had, like, Russian vodka he was talking about in the middle of... Yeah, it was classic Bill Murray. There's some really good stories in there. So the Last Days of Letterman, the final 6 weeks, Scott Ryan, and that was Bill Sheft who wrote the foreword.